Hey everyone, Rachel Cotter here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the digital jungle. Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling, chasing notifications, and battling that never-ending urge to check your phone? I get it, we're all swimming in a sea of screens these days. But let me tell you, taking a break from the digital noise isn't just about detoxing, it's about rediscovering the most important relationship you have. The one with yourself. Today, we're diving into something super crucial. Self-compassion. Think of it as treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. It's about ditching that inner critic who's always putting you down and replacing it with a supportive voice that encourages growth, not judgment. Here are five things to keep in mind when it comes to cultivating self-compassion. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. Let's be real, life throws curveballs. We all face challenges, setbacks, and moments of feeling completely overwhelmed. Instead of pretending everything's fine or beating yourself up for not being perfect, acknowledge those struggles head on. It's okay to not be okay sometimes. Remember, admitting vulnerability is a strength, not a weakness. 2. Treat yourself like your best friend. Imagine your bestie is having a rough day. What would you say to them? Probably something kind, supportive, and encouraging, right? Well, extend that same level of kindness to yourself. Talk to yourself with the same warmth and understanding you'd offer a loved one. Replace those harsh inner criticisms with gentle reminders of your strengths and past successes. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how our minds can race from one thought to the next? Mindfulness is about bringing your attention back to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Try taking a few minutes each day to simply breathe deeply, observe your surroundings, and be fully present in the here and now. This can help you connect with yourself on a deeper level and reduce that constant feeling of overwhelm. 4. Celebrate small victories. We tend to focus on the big milestones, but life is made up of countless little wins. Did you finish a challenging task? Make a healthy meal. Show up for someone in need. Celebrate those achievements. Recognizing and appreciating your accomplishments, no matter how small, can boost your self-esteem and foster a sense of accomplishment. 5. Remember, you're not alone. It's easy to feel isolated in our struggles, but the truth is everyone experiences challenges and moments of self-doubt. Reaching out for support from friends, family, or even a therapist can make a world of difference. Sharing your experiences and knowing that others understand can be incredibly comforting and empowering. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy professional juggling work deadlines, family responsibilities, and her own personal goals. She's constantly on the go, checking emails, attending meetings, and trying to keep up with everything. But lately, she's been feeling burned out, stressed, and lacking motivation. She starts to realize that her inner critic is constantly whispering negative messages: you are not good enough, you're failing, you need to do more. This relentless negativity is draining her energy and making it harder to enjoy life. Sarah decides to take a step back and practice self-compassion. She begins by acknowledging her struggles and reminding herself that she's doing the best she can. She starts treating herself with kindness, taking breaks when needed, and engaging in activities that bring her joy. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to feel a shift within herself. The negativity fades, replaced by a sense of self-acceptance and resilience. Remember, this journey isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Every step you take towards self-compassion is a victory. It's about embracing your imperfections, celebrating your strengths, and treating yourself with the same love and understanding you deserve. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing kindness today. Treat yourself to a warm cup of tea, listen to your favorite music, spend time in nature, whatever brings you joy and helps you connect with yourself on a deeper level. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of self-love. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.